You're about to hear a digitized message from the Lutheran Hour. All rights on the program and its copyrighted content are reserved by the International Lutheran Layman's League. Permission was granted for Concordia Theological Seminary to digitize this message. For more information on the Lutheran Hour, or for questions about special uses of this material, go to lhm.org or call 1-800-876-9880.
One subject most people think about, but few ever discuss, is death. If you worry about or fear your own death, which is inevitable, stay tuned.
Bringing Christ to the nations, the Lutheran Hour. International Lutheran Layman's League is pleased to present a recorded transcript of a recent Lutheran Hour sermon by the Reverend Wallace Schultz, Associate Lutheran Hour Speaker. It is our prayer that it will bring hope and joy to your life.
Blessed Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we glorify thy name for thy patient love. We often sin much, O Lord, yet thy grace in Jesus' blood has removed our guilt. Preserve us from doubting thy changeless promise that he will abundantly pardon. O gracious Lord, all people who aspire to live a full and meaningful life outside of Christ will always have their fondest hopes and dreams ruined by the frustration of decay and the looming inevitability of death. May this radio broadcast today beam thy death-defeating and life-giving promises into the hearts of many. May troubled hearts be consoled through the promise of thy living word that through his innocent death on the cross, Jesus defeated the power of death and the devil. Thy living word truly proclaims, Jesus has freed those who all their lives have been held in slavery by their fear of death. In Jesus' precious and powerful name we pray, amen. In the spring of 1974, a work crew in the Shenzhen province of China began what they thought would be just another typical day. Little did they realize that the drilling shaft they were using to locate water would soon strike one of the most unusual finds in Far Eastern archaeological history. While searching for water, they located the tomb of China's first emperor. Locating the tomb was indeed exciting, but even more intriguing has been the information since made available. With great anticipation, archaeologists have studied the ancient and elaborate tomb, which took 750,000 men 36 years to build. Qin Shi Huang Tai, China's first emperor, had a passion for power and a terrible fear of death. So obsessed was the emperor over the fear of his own death that each night he crept through the secret passages connecting his 270 palaces and slept in a different bed in order to fool potential assassins. In his all-out drive to conquer his fear of death, the emperor had a royal honor guard of molded clay individuals buried standing up in a trench near his tomb. The vanguard contained 8,000 life-size infantrymen, cavalrymen, archers, and charioteers. He had done everything possible to stave off the haunting and torturous fear of death. How easy it is to laugh at or even make fun of an individual who fears death, especially if he lived over 2,000 years ago. The truth is, however, even today, countless individuals at every age level live with a conscious or subconscious haunting fear of death. They may not speak about it publicly, but they know their own death is inevitable. Small children often fear their own death or the death of their father or mother even though this is frequently unknown to their parents. Many senior citizens live out their twilight years anxiously contemplating what may be in store for them when this life is finished. The middle-aged, in their insatiable thirst and drive for material goods, begin to comprehend in the depths of their heart that their possessions are only temporary and that this life will most definitely be brief. As a result, in order to minimize society's fear of death, funeral homes use makeup and special lighting to replace the solemn features of lifeless bodies. They strive to give the corpse the appearance of a relaxed repose. A large part of the life insurance industry relates to man's knowledge of and frequent fear of death. In fact, the number of ways in which the conscious and subconscious anxiety of death permeates our entire society are actually endless. What a triumphant joy to know that Jesus was born into the world precisely to conquer and remove the very fear of death. The Holy Scriptures declare that Jesus came to free those who all their lives were held in slavery by the fear of death. And so, rejoice! This good news includes you. Jesus was born to conquer your most difficult anxieties. May I encourage you to trust in Jesus as your deliverer. Rest in the knowledge of the divine scriptures that the power of death has been defeated. You need no longer, for any reason whatsoever, fear death. Even if these thoughts have tortured you in the past, don't be afraid or upset. May your heart and conscience this very moment rest in the assurance that Jesus died in your place. Jesus died the death that because of your sins, you should have died. And when he died, he defeated even the author of death, the devil. The loving Savior took your place in his sacrificial death. From this very day, be completely assured that you need not live as a slave to the devil's scare tactics. Jesus died to free you from the bondage of this plaguing anxiety. Everyone who places his complete trust in the saving power of Jesus Christ and is baptized can be absolutely assured that death will have no power over him. Listen to the Word of God recorded in Romans chapter 6. We were, therefore, buried with him, with Jesus, through baptism into death, in order that, just as Christ was raised from the dead to the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. The Lord continues to assure his children through his living word when he says, if we can be united with him in his death, we can certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. For the wages of sin is death, declares the Scriptures, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because of his unfathomable love, God became a human being in Jesus Christ. He took on flesh and blood. He became a man. He became just like us, except he had no sin. He shared our humanity so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil. By this great act of sacrificial love, Jesus has freed those who all their lives have been held in slavery by their fear of death. And so when we by faith believe in Jesus Christ and are baptized as the Lord clearly commands, we are then united with him. For the consolation of your troubled heart, for your questioning mind, and for the blessed assurance of your eternal future, listen again to the powerful Word of God as I read directly from the Bible. If we have been united with him in his death, we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection. This is most certainly true. As we enter the decade of the 80s, public opinion polls indicate that more than ever before, people are searching for meaning in life. One thing is certain. All who remain outside of faith in the blessed Savior, through their unbelief, remain in bondage to the fear of death. These same individuals will never, I repeat, they will never experience the true and lasting peace that only God can graciously give. The search for meaning and the ultimate destiny in life is now being openly pursued, even by those who in the recent past have shown great caution and restraint to let their feelings become known. In a newspaper interview, Dick Van Dyke, the celebrated winner of one Tony and four Emmy Awards, unashamedly confessed, "I have a small room in my home that has nothing but books on theology, all of which I have read, looking for the answers of life." Once when the famous actor John Barrymore was seriously ill, he asked his doctor, "Is this my final curtain?" The doctor shrugged his shoulders and replied, "Sooner or later, we must all face our Maker." It is always difficult to face the certainty and finality of death. During an appearance on the television show 60 Minutes, Johnny Carson was asked what final words he would like written on his tombstone. After brief banter, Johnny said he would like the inscription to read, "I'll be right back." In his attempt to bring humor to a serious situation, Mr. Carson's remark relates in an interesting way to a clear teaching of the Bible as to what will happen on the final day of judgment. On that day, all people of all nations will be raised from the dead. All of us will be right back. We will return to life to be judged. The Holy Scriptures declare, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after that, the judgment." Some people mistakenly believe that when a person dies, he enters a state of non-existence. This is definitely not true. The Holy Scriptures teach that after a person dies, his soul continues to live on. Even non-believers, scoffers, and skeptics continue to exist. They may not want to, but they continue to exist. Both believers and unbelievers will be resurrected from the grave. Listen to the words of Jesus recorded in the Gospel of John. "Do not be amazed at this," Jesus said, "for a time is coming when all who are in their graves will hear his voice and come out. Those who have done good will rise to live," Jesus said, "and those who have done evil will rise to be condemned." Being resurrected to eternal life with God on the final day of judgment provides inexpressible hope and joy for all believers. They know that in spite of their sins, they will be accepted by God because of their faith in the sin-atoning blood of Jesus Christ. Followers of Jesus Christ look forward to that great day when they shall enter forevermore into the eternal mansions of bliss. For those who refuse to believe in Christ, and also for those who decide against his call by remaining indifferent, the very thought of Judgment Day causes feelings of guilt, horror, and fear. Regardless of our social or economic background, we all realize in our conscience that all sin must be accounted for on the last day. Just as a small boy understands that someone must pay for the window he has just broken, so also all men everywhere realize every sin must be paid for. The books must be balanced on the final day. You may be living as a slave of the constant fear that you will be ultimately condemned to eternal death by your past sinful life. Don't wait another moment. Rejoice in the promise of God as he speaks to your heart from his word. For the consolation of your heart, you must believe that Jesus paid for all your sin when he died on the cross. If you have been living in the bondage of fear because you feel your past sins will condemn you on the final day, listen as God speaks to you in Hebrews chapter 2. He, Jesus, also shared in their humanity, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is, the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. Through his death, Jesus once and for all defeated the power of Satan. And so today death has no more power over you. Through his innocent suffering and sacrificial death on the cross of Calvary, Jesus Christ paid for all of your sin. You are completely and totally forgiven. By the power of the blood of Jesus Christ, live no longer in bondage. You are forgiven and free. You are free indeed. Now, you must always remember, you will never become perfect and sinless. God accepts you as you are. It may not sound correct, but that's what the Bible teaches. Even though you may be a terrible and guilty sinner, out of love, God declares you righteous. And don't forget, Jesus, at this very moment, is constantly interceding for you at the throne of the Father and is now preparing for you a place in the eternal mansions. Anyone who reads and studies the Bible cannot but be moved by the dramatic, powerful, faith-creating, and faith-strengthening accounts of Jesus' public ministry. The miraculous raising of Lazarus from the dead has stirred the minds of countless thousands of individuals every century since it was first publicly and powerfully performed. As Jesus approached the cave-like tomb, with his divine authority, he called Lazarus forth. Martha admonished the loving Savior by saying, "But Lord, by this time there is a bad odor, for he has been there 4 days." Jesus rebuked Martha and said, "Did I not tell you that if you believed, you would see the glory of God?" As everyone waited in suspense, the stone was rolled away. Jesus then looked up and spoke to his heavenly Father, publicly demonstrating that he was the Son of God. When he had done this, he called out in a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" Immediately, the dead body of Lazarus was given life. He came out of the tomb with strips of linen around his hands and feet, and cloth around his face. Jesus then said to those watching, "Take off the grave clothes and let him go." One can hardly imagine the impact this miracle of miracles had on even the most hardened skeptics. Other prophets of Jesus' day claimed special powers, but no other prophet had ever raised the dead. Is it any wonder that the Bible records that when Jesus raised Lazarus, many turned from their doubts and placed their faith in the Savior? Oh, that many today would read of these miraculous accounts of Jesus in the Holy Scriptures and be drawn to the loving and gracious Savior. And so today, may I encourage you to let this beautiful and historical account of the death-defeating power of Jesus speak to your doubting mind and troubled heart. Jesus raised Lazarus, and Jesus will resurrect you. Have no doubt about that. If you are a child and the devil has tormented you with scary thoughts of death, place your complete faith and undivided trust in your loving Savior. If you are a senior citizen, live your golden days to their fullest. If you trust in the sacrificial and sin-atoning power of Jesus, death will have no power over you. If you are now in a hospital bed and your days are numbered because of terminal illness, rejoice that soon your God-given faith will enable you to see your Savior face to face. Let the powerful Word of God recorded in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 speak to your heart. "Where, O death, is your victory? Where, O death, is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ." Don't delay another day. For the consolation of your heart, for real meaning in life, and for your eternal salvation, believe in the Lord Jesus and be baptized. And just as through baptism we are united in His death, so also we are united in His glorious and triumphant resurrection. Don't put it off. You can delay almost anything else, but you cannot delay death. Death is final. There is no appeal to a higher court. Several years ago, CBS interviewed Anne Morrow Lindbergh, the wife of the world-famous aviator. She vividly described Charles Lindbergh's last days. When he was in a New York hospital and learned he had only 10 days left to live, he requested to be taken to the Hawaiian Islands, a place he loved so very much. When he arrived, he spoke about death. He said he had faced death many times before as a war pilot and in stunt flying, but he confessed this was different. Each of the previous times he was able to do something about it. This time, there was nothing that he could do. As you face the same situation of death, over which you will have no control, have no fear. Trust completely in the words of Jesus spoken to Martha when he raised Lazarus from the dead. Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he who liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Amen.